Cruz looks to stop Trump in Wisconsin.
A victory here will resonate across this country.
Sanders pushes for high Democratic turnout.
We are going to win here as well.
Last second win for Villanova.
At the buzzer, went in and we won the game. I can't believe it.
Facebook for the blind.
This image may contain outdoor, cloud, foliage.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, voters in Wisconsin are next up. They've begun casting ballots today in the presidential primaries that, if the polls are right, could slow the two-party frontrunners. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is in Milwaukee.
It's the first voting since Donald Trump's remarks on abortion, NATO, and nukes sparked headlines.
The world is watching Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is going to be pivotal.
Ted Cruz has a lead in most polls, but Trump sounded optimistic at his rallies here yesterday.
We are making so much progress.
Both Trump and Cruz find themselves on the same page, calling on John Kasich to get out of the running.
If you lose 49 states... you ain't going to be the Republican nominee.
You ought to get the hell out, honestly.
But Kasich tells Fox News he's gunning for a contested convention.
The delegates are going to decide who can win in the fall. I'm the only candidate that wins all the polls against Hillary Clinton.
Clinton's campaign seems to have already conceded this state. It sent out a fundraising email last night with the subject line, "We could lose Wisconsin." Bernie Sanders says Clinton's nervous.
I think we win here, we win in New York State, we're on our way to the White House.
New York votes 2 weeks from today.
I'm Dan Revive. A Quinnipiac poll this morning shows that nationwide, most Democrats are satisfied with how things are going in this country. Republicans say things are going badly. Voters for Trump say very badly, according to poll director Douglas Schwartz.
91% of Trump supporters feel as though their beliefs and values are under attack in America these days.
And do we need a leader who's willing to say or do anything to solve problems? Half of Americans say yes, but 84% of Trump supporters agree with that.
Well, federal investigators are gathering near the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee at the scene of yesterday's tourist helicopter crash that left all five people on board dead.
There's not much left. The helicopter's pretty well consumed in the fire.
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee Police Chief Jack Baldwin says the helicopter appears to have come down the side of the mountain, crashing at the foot of it. Outside Philadelphia, investigators are trying to piece together what happened before an Amtrak passenger train struck a backhoe on the tracks last weekend, killing two people. The NTSB's Ryan Frigo says the brakes were hit just before impact.
The engineer placed the train into emergency approximately 5 seconds from the end of the recording. Speed at that time was 106 miles per hour.
That's 4 miles an hour below the speed limit in that area. Frigo says video indicates the construction equipment was on the track and an adjacent one well before the crash. Also in the Philadelphia area, a celebration that lasted into the early morning hours. Villanova University exploded in joy after the school's basketball team won the national championship over North Carolina with a remarkable finish. CBS's Steve Futterman covered the game in Houston.
It was a buzzer beater for the ages.
It's good! It's good!
A last-second shot won the title.
A buzzer beater gives the national championship to Villanova.
The hero of the night was Villanova forward Chris Jenkins. With the score tied 74-74, he calmly put up a shot from around 24 feet and it went in. A half hour after the game, Villanova's coach Jay Wright was still somewhat in shock.
I don't think this has hit me yet. It's amazing.
The game-winning basket erased a remarkable comeback by North Carolina, but in the end, this was Villanova's night, and many of its fans celebrated all night.
Maybe one of the greatest basketball games in history.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the national championship game in Houston.
Bloomberg reports the National Football League has struck a deal with Twitter to broadcast Thursday night football games during the regular season online. There are calls for the government to investigate a new gun in development that folds up to look like a smartphone. Kirk Gelberg, CEO of the manufacturer Ideal Conceal, says the design allows an owner to carry it more freely.
There are some people that would take serious issue in your workplace or somewhere else to see, a gun on you. And I think it gives people an opportunity to avoid that conversation.
But former ATF agent Matthew Horace says there's a flip side.
If law enforcement mistakes a phone for a gun or a gun for a phone, the results could be tragic.
The gun costs just under $400 and is expected to be on the market in a few months. Facebook is out with a new feature that's designed to get blind users involved in the social network. It tells them what pictures on the site look like. CBS's Vicki Barker has details.
This image may contain six people.
Wooing the world's nearly 300 million blind and visually impaired people to a social network where more than 2 billion images are posted each day. This Facebook-produced video features some very happy early adopters.
That makes me feel like included and like I'm a part of it too.
I can just call my mom like, yay, I seen your picture. And she'll be like, what?
It's only available in English and on iPhones for now, but an Android version is in the works. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Is medical care colorblind? CBS's Barry Bagnano has a look at a new study.
Racial bias in medicine begins early, a surprising study finds. Medical students and residents were asked for true or false replies to a number of statements, including ones that were untrue. Blacks have thicker skin than whites, for instance, or blacks have less sensitive nerve endings. About half the respondents answered incorrectly, affecting their judgments. University of Virginia researcher Kelly Hoffman.
Those who more strongly endorse these beliefs rated the pain of the black patient as significantly lower than the pain of a white patient, and they were less accurate in their treatment recommendation.
This study appears in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In Ferguson, Missouri, the St. Louis suburb torn by racial unrest after a fatal police shooting, voters will act today on measures to raise sales and property taxes. The mayor says the money's needed to implement federally ordered changes in the city's criminal justice system. City leaders in San Francisco vote today on a measure to expand family leave for new parents who work in the city. It calls for 6 weeks of fully paid leave. California now covers 55% of salaries for parents who take time with new children. Just in time for summer, news of a possible unwanted sunscreen side effect. Here's CBS's Jim Shenevy.
Sunscreen can be a lifesaver. It protects the skin against harmful ultraviolet radiation from the sun, and in doing so, helps protect against skin cancer. But there may be a downside to male fertility. Danish researchers say nearly half of the ingredients commonly used by the various sunscreens to block UV rays mimic the effects of the female hormone progesterone. The chemicals are absorbed into the skin and can enter the bloodstream. Men who routinely use sunscreens can absorb enough of the chemicals to virtually shut down sperm production. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Tennessee's Senate has given final approval to a bill that makes the Bible the state's official book. Civil libertarians say the measure violates the state and federal constitutions. The governor has said he opposes it, but hasn't said whether or not he'll sign it or veto it. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.